On today's morning show, we have a great topic to talk about, kicking it off here today. We're talking about a Grace Hospice and what that is all about and how it works and what it entails. And joining us is a Grace account manager, Riley Luzinski, making a first ever appearance on the morning show. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Awesome to talk to you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your background, if you would.
I'm from a small town, kind of up north near Eau Claire. A big reason that I love Richland Center and love being around here. It reminds me of home. I grew up with some siblings, two siblings, love them, made me competitive, made me all the things.
You and I were talking a lot about softball before we went on the air, because you're a former softball player too, right?
Yes, yes. Loved it. Miss it every day. Really awesome to see that it's like the playoff season right now. Super fun to watch those games. And I'm excited that state's coming up, because I'll probably hit a few of those games in Madison as well.
You are a catcher. That's a tough spot to play, isn't it?
Yes. Made me mentally tough, which is awesome. And I get to be loud and controlling, which is two of my favorite things.
So what have you taken from sports? What did you learn that maybe you use in everyday life with your job?
I would say the biggest thing that I've learned is teamwork and how important it is to have a team around you. Honestly, that's a big reason I got into hospice. I have always been kind of around healthcare. I've had family in it on all different aspects of it. And one thing that really drew me to hospice was my great-grandpa didn't really have the best experience with a hospice that he was with in a different part of the state. And a lot of that was because it didn't feel like they were much of a team. Like, they were there to support us. It kind of felt like it was just in and out, you know? And that's one thing that I really drew me to a Grace, was they're really big on team and being supportive to not only our coworkers, but the families that we're providing for and things like that.
Let's talk about a Grace in the service area that you cover.
Mm-hmm. I personally cover Iowa County, Grant County, Richland County, and Lafayette County. But a Grace covers all of southern Wisconsin up through La Crosse, which is pretty awesome. We just launched there last summer. Our account manager there, Tanya, has been doing just wonderful. The Glacier team up there is just amazing. So it's been pretty cool to watch a Grace expand as I've been here.
Tell us what an account manager does. What are you responsible for a typical day?
One of my biggest parts of my job is just kind of making sure everybody's aware of our services, because I think it's completely underutilized, and I think that everybody deserves to have help at the end, you know? It's not only tough for the person going through it, but for the family and friends around, and that is one thing that we want to provide. We want to provide help to not only the person going through it, but the family, the friends, the loved ones that are also being touched by it.
How was the Grace founded, or when was it founded? It's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, we were founded in 1978 in Madison, which is pretty cool. So the Dane County is more of our legacy market, but we've obviously expanded, which has then since expanded our legacy market, which is pretty cool. We're a nonprofit, and we're community sponsored, supported. We have thrift stores that kind of help with that as well. It's pretty cool.
So, Grace, when I think about it, I think immediately about end of life, but that isn't always the case, is it?
No, it is not. Good point. So a Grace has different types of care that we can provide. We have our hospice, which we're mostly known for, and then we have our palliative care, dementia consultations, and then a grief support as well. Kind of giving you that continuum of care, and that's where, again, the teamwork comes in. Once you start with us, you have the team throughout. And even if it's not necessarily the same team, because you're switching from palliative care to hospice, there's communication and collaboration between both teams, and you'll still be able to talk to your nurse and things like that, which is pretty cool.
So how does it kick into gear for Grace? Does the health institution, do they contact you, or how does that work?
Yeah, so honestly, anybody can really contact us. Let's say you're living in a facility, the social worker, the nurse, they can contact us, your brother, your sister, your mom. We have a website called thegrace.org, and on there you can find just about anything with a Grace. You can find our service area, you can find our number, which will give you a direct line to our triage, which is really awesome because it's a live person that you're able to talk to, ask questions, things like that. But yeah, seriously, anybody can give us a call, even if it's you don't want our services, but you just want to know more about it, because you can never be too educated, right? You can always be asking questions. And so that's what that's there for us to just be a support in any way possible.
Tell us about the hospice team and who that would involve.
Yeah, so our hospice team is really cool because, like I said, it's very collaborative. A part of your team, you would have a registered nurse, a social worker, a CNA, which is a certified nursing assistant, a hospice doctor or nurse practitioner, a spiritual and grief counselor. If you need an interpreter, we also have those. Volunteers, your doctor, families, friends, and just honestly anybody in your life. But I do want to make a quick note that what is really cool about a Grace is that we don't come in and take over. That's not something that we want to do because obviously, especially out here in the rural parts, like you've probably been seeing the same doctor for 20 years, right? Like it's the same. You trust them. You trust their judgment, everything like that. We don't want to come in and just say, hey, don't listen to them. We know better, right? Because we don't know better. You know them through and through. So our hospice doctor or nurse practitioner will work hand in hand with your doctor that you've been seeing for however long to make sure that they are collaborating, communicating, and that your doctor still knows everything that's going on with you.
That's good to know then that, again, you're not just going to take over. You kind of take the orders from them then, in other words.
Yes, yes. And that's what we want is we're there to be like the eyes and ears when we're in the house or assisted living because, again, hospice can serve you anywhere. So whether it's home, your kid's home, a hotel, anything like that, we can serve you as long as it's safe to do so. But with that, that means that your doctor isn't coming there, right? Like you're seeing them in a clinic. So we're the eyes and ears in your natural habitat that we can communicate back with your doctor and be like, hey, we're seeing these things. Maybe a decline here, not eating as much. Let's look into that.
Every level is different too. I'm sure in some cases, maybe it's just a pop-in visit occasionally. And then sometimes, especially toward end of life, it's maybe around the clock then. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. So weekly, you would get to see your RN, your nurse case manager. And then you'd also get to see your CNA for sure. Your social worker checks in once every couple weeks just to kind of make sure everything's going well. They're also able to help you. Let's say that you're at home and you need placement or you would like an in-home caregiver. Our social workers are able to help with that and kind of navigate where you're going with that. But the CNA's visits are once a week, but they can be more depending on what you need or what you want from that. They can do anything ranging from helping you shower, things like that, all the way down to just a companionship because sometimes you need somebody to talk to, you know? It's pretty cool.
Play some cards or
exactly
or whatever, right?
Yep. Clean the house, bake a cake, whatever you need.
and as you mentioned too, I think it's not just for the person that you're there for to caregive, but you're also for the family. And I'm guessing in those situations you probably talk to the family about what's going on or what they can expect and those kind of things, don't you?
Yes. So one thing that we try to take very seriously is communication, just because we understand that it's a very hard, difficult time in people's lives when you're dealing with something, especially when it's not sudden and you just kind of see it gradually happening. That's a lot of emotions to work through and a lot to process. So that's kind of where we step in and we help with that. So if you need somebody to talk to because you don't understand why mom is feeling the pain that she is when she's taking the medications that she is, or you feel like mom is struggling mentally because she knows that she's nearing the end, things like that, we're able to kind of help communicate with you and go through that. We have an awesome spiritual and grief counselor who can also do those things. We want to be as assistive as possible in any way that works for you. Like our job is to complete your wish, whatever that may be.
Let's talk about some of the things that you can watch for. Maybe as you're a loved one and you've got a parent or grandparent, maybe you're seeing some decline. What are some things to watch for?
I want a preference before I say this, that just if you see these things, it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to pass away. But some things that we do look for that could help you qualify for hospice is like things like weight loss, trouble breathing, maybe a lot of ER visits, falling a lot more than usual, trouble swallowing, less appetite, lack of energy, some weakness, things like that. One thing to definitely look for is uncontrolled pain because, you know, obviously as you get older, I mean, I'm feeling it already and I'm 24, so I can't.
That's because you were a catcher.
Yeah, exactly. My knees shot, gone. But That's one thing that we can help with too, is the uncontrolled pain, especially in certain cases when they maybe can't verbalize that they're in pain or what's hurting them. We have this scale that we're able to look for facial expressions, things that they do, things that point to the pain that we've learned to read and things like that.
You bring up a good point, too. It's not a good idea probably to be searching online. You know, these are my symptoms. And sometimes, man, that can really freak you out.
Yes, I've fallen victim to that as well. The Google doctor is always telling you that it's the worst case scenario, which is not really ever true.
Well, let's talk about a grace. And you know, probably the number one thing on someone's mind is, how are we going to pay for this? How does it work?
Yeah, so that's one really cool thing about hospice and why I think that it's underutilized for what it entails. Medicare and Medicaid cover hospice. So very rarely do you have a large medical bill or cost out of pocket when you're on hospice. Other places like private insurances cover it and things like that. But one really cool thing about a grace that we know that money is an issue, right? That's what makes the world go around. Sometimes you don't always have it. And sometimes there are some small things that you need to pay for out of pocket, like a copay or things like that. A grace has a care for all program that we can help allocate the funds to you and so that you can utilize them and still get the help that you deserve to be getting at the end of life. So one thing that's really cool that we do is we have thrift stores and we have a ton of volunteers. We could not run as a company without our volunteers. Seriously, they are truthfully some of the most amazing people. But they run the thrift stores, and we're able to get the profits from that and funnel that back into not only the care that we're giving to people, but to the Care for All program. So then, let's say, heaven forbid, somebody does need to tap into that, we have that to give them.
Where would be the nearest thrift store that's sponsored by a grace?
So currently, right now, we're in Dane County, but we are hoping to work on maybe doing a drop-off here in like the Richland County, Iowa County, things like that, because I personally live in Madison, so I can make the drive, I can pick it up and take it all the way back there. I've actually done it for a few people in Richland Center. I met them at the Senior Expo, and they asked me, they're like, hey, I got tons of bags that I was going to take to Goodwill. Would you guys maybe want them? And I came and picked them up one day and took them to the thrift store, and it was amazing. They were so happy when I dropped them off.
So those dollars go to offset some of the costs, in other words.
Yes. Yes.
How often do you get to the Richland Center area or, you know, these parts? Are you traveling quite a bit as part of your job?
Yes. So as an account manager, I'm here once to twice a week. But what's really cool about a grace too is we're very embedded in the community. So the care team that actually takes care of Richland County, they are living here. Their kids go to school here. They're very well immersed in the Richland County. And honestly, it's been pretty cool to work with them hand in hand because, like I said, I'm from a small town. I love Madison. I get that people might laugh when I say it's a big city, but it's a big city to me, you know? Like, I'm from a town of 3,000 people. So being out here, it kind of just gives me that vibe of home, and when I'm missing it, I'd love to make the drive.
Do you get into home visits and something like that very often with your role or not?
It depends. So I can, like I said, I love to talk. So I would love to come and meet people. I love to meet new people. I love to know people's backgrounds, stories, things like that. So my role, I can kind of help out. Let's say you're interested in services and you don't know if you want to go with our palliative care or you want to go with our hospice care. So I can come to the home and I can kind of talk to you about both things and discuss like, okay, well, this is what this avenue would look like. And this is what this avenue would look like, and kind of help them navigate which one would best fit them at the time.
It's not always easy work. You know, how do you not take your work home with you sometimes?
I take it home, but not in a bad way. I seriously feel like everybody deserves to feel loved and appreciated and help at the end of life, especially because you just went your whole life giving back to other people, right? So you deserve somebody to give back to you. So it definitely is touching. I find a lot of people in this that I have a hard time saying goodbye to. But that's the cool thing about this job is, yeah, it's hard to say goodbye, but that means that they're really awesome people and I get to know them really well and they have the coolest backgrounds and I learned so much. I'm not a huge traveler yet myself, but the amount of things that I could tell you about other countries and other places, because once people start talking, they want to tell you about themselves and their life, and it's pretty cool to watch.
I'm sure. And then, as you mentioned, your grandpa didn't have the greatest experience. I think that probably motivates you too, so someone isn't treated just like they're a number, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's one thing that, like, healthcare can kind of get wrapped up into numbers and all of that, and that's one thing that I really try not to do, because you are a person and you did live this whole life, and I get that the business keeps moving, but for other people and for your family and stuff, the world does stop for a little bit when you pass, you know? So our job is to help navigate that and help them feel that way. With my great grandpa, that was, again, like I said, I got into hospice because of him, but my great grandma was I loved her. She was my world. And she struggled a lot when he passed. And a lot of it too was just because I don't think she had come to terms with the fact that that was happening. So that's another thing that I try to do, is like not necessarily push that that's happening, but help you understand that, like, eventually at the end of this, it's going to happen, but it's going to happen to all of us, right? Like, eventually we're all going to go. So I just think that we all deserve to go in the most peaceful way possible.
Yeah, very much so. And there are advantages. You know, someone dies suddenly, you know, you don't have that chance to spend those days and say your goodbyes and things like that. It's a little tougher.
Exactly. We like to say quality over quantity, right? Yeah. So if you could live for 6 more months, but you are in pain and you are choking down the million pills you're taking every morning and you don't get to leave your house and see your grandbaby's baseball game because you can't even get up off the couch and things like that. Yeah, you have another 6 months, but you're miserable and you are in pain and you don't know what to do. That's why quality is important, because let's take away the 100 pills that you're taking, not take them away, but let's figure out what's necessary right now and let's get you on that track so that you can get up off the couch and you're not in pain and you can go to your grandson's baseball game and stuff like that.
Riley Luzinski, our guest on The Morning Show. Grace, account manager. We'll have more coming up in a moment. Joining us on The Morning Show today, Riley Luzinski, a Grace account manager. We talk about the services that a Grace provides. Again, servicing a lot of our WRCO listening area. Maybe we could talk about the different types of care that a Grace provides.
Yeah, so another thing that we provide is our palliative care, which was formerly known as our supportive care. So we didn't change anything other than the name. But our palliative care is an in-home or virtual medical consultations. So I like to say that it's almost like a doctor's appointment right in your home. We have a nurse practitioner who will come out and they'll kind of go through your medications, your day-to-day life, foods you're eating, things like that. And let's say you wanted our palliative care because you're having a ton of pain. So they're going to help you kind of manage that pain. We're going to tweak some of your medications, maybe up a dose, maybe try a whole new medication, who knows. But what's really cool about this is that this one, we seriously work like absolutely hand in hand with your provider, because it's not end of life. This is just anybody who has a life altering illness. So it can be anything, like I said, to pain, to dementia, to lung cancer, but you're still trying for treatment, things like that. And when we come in, we'll go through the medications and things like that, tweak what we need to tweak, and then we'll continue to follow up with you, make sure that those medication tweaks are working, making sure that they're actually doing something for you. And if they're not, we'll tweak them again. We'll find what works best for you. What I really love about palliative care as well is when you go into the hospital and you see your provider, you're seeing your provider for maybe 30 minutes and they're seeing 10 other people that day, which no fault to them. That's just how it goes. But with our nurse practitioner, we are solely focused on you. We do about 2 visits a day, which means half the day is just completely on you, your charts, your life, your history. So we can find out and dig to the bottom of maybe why you're feeling the way that you are, or what we could do to potentially help that. You are able to continue treatment, which is really awesome, because on hospice you aren't able to continue treatment, but with our palliative care you are able to do that, so you can continue to do your chemo treatments or your dialysis and things like that, and it is covered by Medicare Part B. So the worst you would ever have is potentially a copay if you were to have a copay when you go to the clinic. But otherwise, the rest of this, it's not, we're not going to secretly send you a $500 bill 3 days later or something like that.
So much better, I think, in your home. You know, you hear stories all the time about somebody goes to their provider and, oh, you got high blood pressure, and you get your blood pressure checked at home and it's great.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I think you're a lot more comfortable and at ease.
Exactly. And like, think about how much stress and strain it puts on your body to even get up and leave the house. I know that sometimes, like, I'm leaving and I'm like, oh my gosh, my feet hurt or my legs hurt or things like that. It just obviously gets worse the older that you get. So it does take a lot of energy, and you will have high blood pressure when you just put in max amount of effort to get up, get in your car, make the drive. You have to drive through traffic when maybe you're not used to it. So it's really nice that we can kind of eliminate all of those things and send the nurse practitioner right to you.
Definitely. Grace's dementia care consultations. Could you talk about that?
Yes. So that's actually something that's rather new to Grace. I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but we are building a dementia village in Madison. We will be the first in the United States, which is pretty awesome. It's going to be modeled after Hogwick, which is in the Netherlands. But we realize that there's such an untapped potential for dementia and forever. It's a growing disease. We're learning more and more about it every single day. So we actually have a dementia care consultation that we can provide to people. So we will have a dementia expert come right out to you. Whether it's virtual or in person, it can be either. And they will kind of help you as a caregiver navigate what dementia is and things that you could do for it, things that help with the sundowning, things like that. If you want to know the dementia for yourself and you're in the early stages of it and you want to know what to expect or things like that, they're also able to help you walk through that, because again, very trying time for everybody involved. So we don't want you to feel like you're out on an island, because honestly, that's how people feel most days when it comes to this stuff. So we just want to make sure that you feel supported. So our consultations can last however long you need them to. I believe it's private pay though, but she is wonderful. She'll sit there and talk with you about anything that you need to, any questions that you have. She'll dive deep. It's pretty cool.
You talked about the dementia friendly village. Yes. What in Madison. What is that like? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So it's going to be something. I don't have a ton of information on it myself. So if you want to know more than what I can give, you can always look at agrace.org. But it will be a building. It will be multiple buildings, I should say. And it will be, I believe it's 8 different houses. And you will kind of do like a personality test to which house that you will be in. So we'll have like a farmhouse, maybe an arts house, things like that. But our goal is to let people with dementia live as normal of a life as possible, as long as possible. So we will have a bar and grill there for them to go eat out with their friends and family when they come to visit. We will have a grocery store so that they can get their own groceries and go pick them up. We want them to still have that sense of independence when it feels like everything else is being stripped away from them.
My goodness. That sounds like something in the future, and hopefully more cities
yes.
will follow suit.
We broke ground on May 20th. So we just broke ground, but it is something that we've been in the works for about 2 years now. Lots of traveling to and from the Netherlands to see how it all works, see what it all entails. The Agrace staff are putting a lot of work and thought into this. I have a good friend who's actually the executive director for it. Her name's Trish, and she is putting so much time and effort down to the most minute detail on how this will go for everybody.
If someone is listening and interested in Agrace, what's the best way to find info or contact you?
Yeah, agrace.org. You can go right on there. It will have numbers to triage if you want to ask questions. It will have different tabs that you can select if you want to know more information. There are tabs for our palliative care, our dementia consultation, what's coming on the Dementia Village, things like that. We're always looking for volunteers all the time. There's a tab on there as well for you to go on and submit yourself. What's really cool about that too, like I said, we run on volunteers. We have such an amazing volunteer group at our company, and it is flexible schedules, free training, all of that. We help you so that you feel comfortable doing this. But it's really nice when a family is like, hey, I want somebody to talk to. Mom is feeling really lonely, and maybe the CNA can't get there for a couple more hours or something like that. Let's send a volunteer, because the volunteer is there. You want to listen to music? We have a volunteer who plays guitar. It's pretty cool.
How can people find out more about volunteering, or, you know, what are some other roles you could do as a volunteer?
Yeah. So we have help. We can help in our thrift stores. You can help at our offices, things like that. Out here in the rural community, we're really looking for volunteers just to go hang out with patients. There are a lot of people who want to stay at home as long as possible. And so maybe they don't get the companionship and things that you would get in a facility with the interactions with the other people there and stuff. So it's nice to have a volunteer come out and just sit with you, talk with you. Like I said, bake a cake, whatever you'd like.
What would you like to see for the future, you know, like 5 or 10 years down the road, Riley?
Yeah. I would love to see people utilizing hospice more. It's such an underutilized program, and you work your whole life, you pay in your whole life. This is something that I think people should take advantage of. Same with the palliative care. I just think that you can never have too many hands as support. Right? You can always be more supported. You can always have more of a team there to make you feel more loved and appreciated. And I think that everybody needs to just research it a little bit more.
Great. Well, we appreciate you coming in. It's so nice to meet you, Riley.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck to you. Come back again.
I would love to. Have a great day.
Riley Lazinski, a Grace account manager, joining us in this portion of the morning show.